Gina?
Gina! Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Look, I'm going to be real honest with you. It's been a long time since I've been with a man. Spent a lot of time with the ladies. Looking to get back up on that pogo stick. You know what I'm saying?
Sarah DeMuro. She's a 29-year-old virgin looking for a man before she turns 30. How you doing, Sarah?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Boy, you just jumped through the phone there.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah,
very aggressive. Oh,
yeah,
man, that makes a lot. Yeah, and you're, as a matter of fact, you had some, you had your jaw.
Yeah, actually, I did. I had a reconstructive jaw surgery, which a lot of people actually have. It just has to do with the way your jaw is growing kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, luckily, a lot of people don't have to have it. But
so that means you have an extraordinary, your mouth can open to unbelievable proportions?
No, actually, it can't open that much because when I had
uh-oh.
It, like, it closed, but I see where you're going. Yeah.
Okay, so it's all done. So dentists mean a lot to you.
Yeah, they know they're everything.
Yeah.
By the way, we did read in here that you do not consider oral sex to be sex, so...
That says a lot about your background.
Yeah, you know, I think that is a very...
You're tipping your cards there.
Yeah, I know. I am. Yeah.
Is there anything else you don't consider to be truly
sex?
Any other activities?
No.
You know where I'm going, don't you?
I'm pretty, what'd you say?
Nobody's been on the back nine, in other words.
No, not even a little bit.
it doesn't sound like there's a future in that either, basically.
No, I don't really think so.
That was a pretty aggressive response.
Exactly. I'm not big about, like, things that go in the outhole shouldn't go in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, people are already calling. Sarah's been on the air for a minute and a half, and people already want you.
Now, the thing of it is, in reading your information, your parents talked to you when you were around 9 years old about having sex.
You need to get past that.
It was very...
No ass is worth thinking that much about.
It's really just normal. I mean, I saw a picture at school, you know, like where do babies come from? We had a little chat, and then
right.
I brought the book home. My mom was like, okay, let's get on the bed. Let's have a little conversation here.
Right, and it was very important what they conveyed to you, that the important thing is to have a connection with the person that you ultimately have sex with, whether married or not, that
exactly.
you really get along with them. Now, this suggests that you've gone completely the other way around, because I'm getting the feeling that you're looking for a guy strictly to have sex with.
No, actually, no, that's not true.
Let's make that clear.
No.
Because November 7th, you're turning 30, is that right?
Yeah, I know, two, like, and a half months.
And I get the feeling that you're on a mission to just get this virginity taken care of.
See,
but
that's the thing. I think that the thing about the 2000s, my birthday, is that there's, like, sort of a sense where I kind of want to get a little closer to where I want to be. Like, I want to at least, I haven't dated hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be great just to see how many guys I go with before my birthday and see what would happen. You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
who knows? I mean, like, you never know. I'm not swearing off anything. So
I'm wondering if she's going to meet somebody and the guy's going to like her and he's going to, you know, invest some time in this, and then she's just not going to put out.
Yeah,
well,
that's just
welcome to my ex-boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, how long did you date your ex-boyfriend?
We dated for like a year and a half.
A year and you never had sex?
Oh, poor bastard. I know, it's awful.
Now, why
is that?
What's up with that?
You know, I was young. I was 23. I know that doesn't seem.
That's not young.
Yeah, I know. You're like, please.
I mean, these kids today are doing it when they're 13.
I know. I don't know. It was the first boyfriend I had. It was like my first kiss, my first boyfriend, all on the same guy. And it happened, like, you know, toward the end of my 23rd year. And I was just like, you know, I just
first boyfriend?
Breaks on.
She's cute.
Huh?
You're cute. I don't know why your first boyfriend's at 23.
Well, before I was 23, I went to all women's school.
There are a lot of activities that you can engage in without having sex.
Yeah.
Let's see. There are things like body rubbing or
friends on TV. And that's not necessarily good, so you can't beat them, you know.
Now, in looking for the guy here, I'm reading that the perfect guy for you is a mix of Jake Gyllenhaal meets Vince Vaughn with a touch of David Hyde Pierce.
Yeah, I know. Can you
David
believe
Hyde Pierce.
So you want a guy who's like a metrosexual, I'm guessing.
Well, no, actually, the kind of guy I'm looking for, I put that down because they want something specific. But at the same time, I just want him to be really funny.
Because you're a comedian.
Yeah, and I think it's funny. This is a funny thing, the fact that I'm doing this. I don't want some guy to be like, whatever, you know. And then I want him to. I would like him to like his family, just because that seems nice.
Uh-huh.
And also could be a really big fan of the movie Bottle Rocket.
Bottle Rockets is very important,
exactly.
As well as the guy being smart, fun, and having a nice smile. Is that
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Yeah, just like in the smile, like a twinkle thing.
Wait, why do you care if you like his family as far as having sex with him? If you're looking to become de-virginized, what does his family have to do with it?
Well, you know. know, I think it's just interesting if you, like, meet a guy that, like, is tight with his family. They just have a different, it's just, I've noticed.
Oh, you don't want a guy who's on the phone to mother every 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, I don't want that. I mean, yeah.
What if it's somebody from a kind of a screwed up family, but he's actually pretty well put together?
No, that's awesome. I mean,
okay.
I'm
so you don't have to meet his parents before you sleep with him.
Yeah. No. I don't think I have to do any of that. I just think that when you meet someone that likes their parents, they have, like, they tend to be, I've dated guys that don't like their parents, and sometimes it can be kind of like, they're just angrier than I think that I want to be. You know what I mean?
What are we talking about?
You spend, every time you're with a guy, he's going to do nothing but talk about his family and how mad he is at them.
Yeah, I don't need that. Like, I don't need to be, like, have, like, an issue. Or, like, sometimes they treat you a little less respect, you know, if they're not nice to their parents. There's, like, a lot of...
Now, when you meet somebody for the first time, apparently within seconds, you tell them you're a virgin. Is that right?
Oh, my God. I totally do, like, in a bar. It became, like, a joke. I mean, it is. And, like...
Well, that's killing off a lot of dates.
Are you kidding?
Right,
I kill off, like, half the population. And in the bar... And first, there's, like, a freak out. Like, they think I'm just, like, really trying to say, no, I don't like you. But it's, like, almost because, like, when I'm in a bar, I'm just not always experienced being in there a ton of times. So I guess I start to get, like, a little more sarcastic. So I start to say stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, then, of course, ultimately, like, the good guys stay and, like, talk, you know. And they're like, hey, great, you know, whatever. But then at the same time, like, you're picking me up in a bar, you know.
Well, let's talk to some people who are actually interested in Sarah. And I don't know that they're interested, but Mark, are you there?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, you want to talk to Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Sarah.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Okay.
Mark, how old are you?
30.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do for a living?
I work in law enforcement field.
Ah.
Huh?
Are you a cop?
Yeah, sounds
what's
like
that?
An officer.
Are you
a police officer?
Something like that. You know, I'll tell her more if we go out.
Oh, FBI maybe, huh?
Oh, nice.
Maybe.
Hey, everyone. Come and see how good I look.
What else do you want? What would you like to know about her?
I don't know. So you're a comedian. Have you done any shows or anything?
No, I'm an aspiring comic. I do a lot of, like, open mic kind of stuff. And I also work, I'm an actress, and I also work in marketing for an online baking company.
What city or state are you from?
I'm from Cranston, Rhode Island, but I live in New York, New York.
Hey, you know what I kind of wondered is, you know, you woke up one day, you're 29, you've only had a couple dates in the last year or so, and you go, oh, my God, I don't want to be 30 and be a virgin, which I can understand a girl thinking that, but why did you call Jane Magazine? Because a lot of people are going to think, oh, this is just a stupid stunt and it's not
well,
funny.
Well, the thing was that I had this idea. I've been
That's not funny!
A book called Confessions of a 29-Year-Old Virgin, because every time I go on a date, I, like, there's something weird happens. And so I was kind of keeping it together, and I was working on, like, just, like, a new part of my routine, and my friend asked me, she goes, no, why? She's like, what's up with it again? Tell me again why you're a 29-year-old virgin. I'm like, oh, just because I am. Oh, okay.
Didn't you ever get hammered, though, and just, you know, meet a guy and do something stupid?
Oh, I mean, I've done stupid things. I'm just not ever gone all the way, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that goes back to what we said to begin with.
I'm just wondering, I'm trying to figure out the oil stuff. Is she afraid of snakes, or, I mean, is there some weird...
Oh, I don't know. We'll ask her. Are you afraid of snakes?
No. I mean, I don't want to, like, bathe with them or anything.
Right.
But, like, you know, I mean,
right. Not a problem there, though.
Back to Mark. Mark? Mark?
What's up, man?
You haven't even seen Sarah's picture, have you?
No, I haven't.
But you think you want to sleep with her anyway?
Well, if she's good enough for doing Mike, then who knows, right?
Well, actually, you know, that's good. I'm glad you have trust in us, because we did look at her picture.
Yeah, we looked.
If you go to www.janemag.com/virgin, you'll see a picture of her, and she is cute.
Yeah. You got a video out there, too, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. Well, you have a good body.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, those that haven't seen your picture,
oh, let's
how tall
body.
Are you and how much do you weigh?
I am 5'5", and I weigh like 106 pounds.
Ah, yeah. See, yeah, you got a good body.
How about, are you kind of curvy or are you petite?
No, I'm petite. Definitely petite.
Yeah,
bra. You put on this morning.
Definitely like that. But no, I researched your show. I was like, these guys are funny. I was like, let's see what they have to say.
So, somebody just emailed in. They wanted to know what size bra you put on this morning when you put one on.
Oh, I haven't put one on yet, but if I would, I would probably put on a 34B.
Oh, 34B.
Oh,
okay. So she's not that petite.
Yeah.
It's not like she's a railer.
Yeah. You're a blonde. What color eyes?
Hazel eyes.
Uh-huh.
Hazel. Sometimes they're blue, sometimes they're greener, you know, the hazel situation.
Depending on the sun.
If Mark wanted to send an email to you, what would he do?
Well, you know, what I would do is I would go to janemag.com, and there's like an application thing there that you can fill out, and then I'll right back. We'll be in touch.
Mark?
Yeah.
Did you have any more questions for her?
That, that's it. I guess I'll email and go from there.
So, is that what you're going to do? You're going to kind of go through these emails and pictures of guys and
get it on?
How are you going to attack this problem?
Well, the
thing what's the best way to do it?
Oh, no.
No.
We don't need you anymore.
That's for her. Go away.
Yeah.
How are you going to do this? Because I'm sure every guy in the country is going to be fully masted and out to take care of your problem.
No, I don't know.
How are you going to sort through all these guys?
Well, there's going to be. We're going to get, like, the 99-year-old guys, or, you know what I mean? And, like, the 15-year-old guys, and we'll just sort of eliminate the, you know, those people immediately.
Yeah, what's the age limit on this? What's the upper end?
I would think, like, 36. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, any guys over that, I mean, I don't want to, you know, that's way too much experience for me. I mean,
you have an absolutely breathtaking.
All right, 36 on that end. How about on the other end? Like 25?
Yeah, 24, 25. Last guy I went out was 23.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I look young, so I think, and I have, like, young sensibility. I mean, let's face it, I'm 29. I'm all my friends are way more advanced.
Right, and you're very sheltered because of the all-girls school and all that.
Yeah, like, I'm not, like, super naive and super fruity, but, like, I just don't have, like, tons and tons of experience.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Well, let's just say I went to Smith College,
mm-hmm.
and it's an all-women's college.
Yeah.
And what I say is what happens at Smith stays at Smith.
Whatever happens at Smith stays at Smith. I've never heard that before.
Well, let me tell you.
Is there a lot of lesbo action there?
Oh, my God. It's, like, unbelievable. You know, there is. Like, I mean,
really?
But there's
hot.
A lot of, like, pro-woman action, which is great. I mean, there's a lot of just, I mean, if you are just kind of dorky like me, it's a great place to go because you find yourself, you grow up, and you don't feel threatened or anything like that.
Did you ever have a crush on a teacher at Smith, a female teacher?
No. I never had a crush on a female teacher.
Okay, Brian?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much.
Yeah? Say hi.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Brian.
How are you doing?
What do you want, homo?
What'd you say?
Nothing. That was something else.
I say you're in New York, huh?
Yeah, I'm in New York.
Okay, you flying up to Michigan, or am I flying there?
Well, I could fly to you.
Well, this is a done deal, isn't it?
All right.
Fine. Yeah.
Brian, you got the big bucks. You ready to pony up for a flight?
I work hard. I can make arrangements.
Is that right?
Well, what do you do for a living?
I put no mosquito systems in around houses.
Uh huh. You have your own business, or is that
something? I work at a rental company as well.
But the mosquito thing, is that something, is it your own business, or do you work for somebody else?
Well, it's me and a partner.
Okay, but you own the business?
He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, he is.
I've worked for myself for the last 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about Sarah?
Well, I like her size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just wants to get laid.
Yeah.
You're at 106
and you're a line spinner, is what you like.
I like that she's a virgin.
I know where this is going. Next caller.
You like that she's a virgin? Do you want to marry a virgin?
Well, I'd just like to get a hold of another one. I haven't had one since I was 19. And I love to laugh, so it's a plus there that she can make me laugh.
Yeah. You liked her personality.
Yeah.
Sarah, what do you think of this guy?
Well, I would say go to janemag.com, submit an application.
Oh, boy.
Some of the questions are really specific, so maybe it will force you to sort of, like, make a couple, you know, specific things. And, definitely. I mean,
there's a lot more where this came from.
Jason, go ahead. You're on with Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Yeah, I was just calling in to let you know, I think you're looking for way too much in a man.
Yeah, I think you're right.
This meet the family stuff, I mean.
Yeah, that worried me too.
This Hollywood romance crap.
Sorry,
it's just not very realistic, you know.
You really do. Have you dated a lot of people? Like, do you found that, like, that's kind of the way it is?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I just kind of bump from girl to girl, I guess.
How old are you, Jason? Jason, how old are you?
22.
22?
Oh.
Would you want anything to do with Sarah?
You know, I haven't seen the picture, and she sounds real nice, but I just think that, you know, the whole family meeting thing is not really my thing, and if you had your priorities changed a little bit, then possibly there's a chance.
Jason, are you angry at your parents? Are you describing?
No, not at all.
Jason, I don't want to meet your parents. I just don't want you to hate your parents.
Oh, no. It's really not
that. What if his parents like got together and murdered the next-door neighbors or something? Then he should hate his parents.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I, I'm just just saying, like, you know, you put out there, like, you know, you want a guy that's like this, and then you get something else, but whatever, you know, you gotta throw it out there and just see what happens. But no, it's like, believe me, I date a lot of people that, like, have parents that are they're really tight with, and they're kind of weird. So it's not like, I mean, I've dated a lot, but I've gone out a couple of times with a few
guys. I understand it. You don't want that guy that's on the phone to mother every night, and you don't want that guy that spends every minute with you talking about how pissed he is at his parents.
Exactly. It's just, I've done that. It's really boring.
313-298-WRIF if you want to talk to Sarah. Let's see. Is this John?
Yeah, how you doing? First time, long time.
All right.
Cool.
excellent.
The first time he calls in is for the Virgin. How about that?
Oh, can you? It's a wonderful thing. Does she want anything in the nude? Pictures in the nude?
Yeah, you want some nude pictures
in the nude? I don't know about a guy that says in the nude, but
yeah, she wants erections to be emailed to her immediately.
She wants everybody full masted.
Sarah, I swear to God, you will get an erection emailed to you. I promise you that.
You know what? I
it's happened before?
No, never.
Really?
You'll get one. I guarantee it. Jane Magazine is going to get an erection scan to them.
Yeah,
I promise you that.
Maybe they're
that's a picture I'd like to see.
Well, I think they're weeding them
out. You have a massive erection.
You need to tell them to let those pictures come through. Because I got to believe, however long, how long have you been publicizing this for?
This is yesterday. It was the first day.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's time. You'll be getting several erections.
John?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you want to know about aside from whether you should send a nude photo or an in the nude photo?
I think I'm going to maybe tease and taunt her, send a nude from the waist down, and then go top. So
are you going to start with the waist down?
Yes, sir.
That's hot.
Except for army boots.
Jay, are you there?
Hello.
Jay?
Hi.
Hey. Oh, wait. I got to get rid of this other guy. Hold on.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Jay, go ahead.
I just wanted to know if Sarah likes hefty guys.
How hefty are you?
About three.
Three bills?
Three bills.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Sarah, you got a problem with three bills?
Well,
you have to be on top.
Say it again?
You'll have to be on top for your first experience.
Yeah, you got to do all the work the first time out.
It's all about personality. I have no problem talking to women.
Personality is really great. Like I said, like I would just go to the website and submit. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, I had a huge crush on John Goodman it was the only reason I used to watch that show. I mean, it was really it. I loved him. I thought he was hysterical.
Well,
so,
I have no problem being also and telling this in front of everybody. I do love my parents, but I do have to keep my distance. I have no problem saying that.
Yeah.
You know, but you'd have a blast.
Well, you're so honest. Yeah. Cool. I hope it's a naked dude with a boner.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably would.
What do you do for a living?
Well, right now, you know, the Michigan market and stuff, so I'm not working, but I do go to school.
So you're honest.
You're not posted unemployed guy, are you? Sarah?
Unemployed with maybe a little direction. You know, I mean, I've also dated unemployed men, and it's just not necessarily...
You want a guy with a job, let's face
it. Yeah, listen,
you can say it.
Yeah.
So you got to be honest.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, just be honest.
She doesn't
want
to get hosed by some unemployed guy with no future.
Yeah, you want a guy with a job and a guy that makes a reasonable amount of money, whatever that might be.
And that likes what he does and that has like some passion about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If she cheats on me, I will crush her.
All right, let's talk to Tom. Tom?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
Good.
How's your feelings on... swingers.
Swingers. You want to get into swingers?
Oh, she can't wait, being that she's a virgin. She's very...
That's a great idea. I mean, why not get involved with Gusto? Get caught up. She's way behind the curve.
She's obviously sexually adventurous.
I'm well-trained and experienced.
Okay,
oh,
I'm
going to
say no, Tom. And I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But I appreciate you asking.
Can't wait to be in a group scene at the jacuzzi.
That's right. No Gusto, no glory.
Jesus, way to read the room, my man.
How much swinging do you do? How much swinging do you do?
Oh, how much swinging do I do?
Yeah.
My wife and I, we go to a party once a month.
Mm. Hot. Mm. Oh, so you want to get her mixed up with you and your wife?
Yeah, no.
Not necessarily.
Don't be so quick to say no.
No. I'm going to say no.
So any edition of Michigan Swinger has you in it.
And his wife. Can we see your wife?
On the tennis court.
I guarantee you we can see his wife nude somewhere online, can't we, Tom?
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah, just say it. Absolutely.
What a creep.
All right, that's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work at all. Brian
totally misread the whole damn thing.
Brian, what's up?
Uh, it,
no wonder this girl's still a virgin. Yap. Get a hoagie, write your book, and be done with it.
Oh man,
the guy takes a shot.
Now, who's to say she wants to write a book about this? Sarah, are you going to write a book about this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that wasn't the plan. It was just something. I thought this would be a really fun experience. And what's, I mean, I didn't.
He's
really
gone.
Now, is it? This isn't just the whole point of this is to draw attention to your comedy career, is it?
I don't have a comedy. No.
So it's you don't have ulterior motives here. This whole virgin thing is just a bunch of crap.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You've decoded. No.
You. That's all you care about.
It's not unusual for somebody to be a little suspicious when somebody at age 29 suddenly goes, God, I'm 29, I'm a virgin. I'm calling Jane Magazine.
I'm a writer, too. So writing is like my thing. So uh-huh. I wrote a story about it. And
you got a lot of things.
Well, yeah, I know. I have like, you have to be able to do a million
things. But if you're not having sex,
she doesn't have time for sex.
Well, that's the problem. Now she's going to stop all those other things, so she can address sex. You know?
Mike?
She's never had time for sex. She's too busy doing all these things.
Mike?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're a police officer?
Yes.
You seem to, police officers seem to like you.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew. I've never ever gone out with a police officer. How long have you been an officer, Mike?
Oh, about 6 years now.
Nice.
So how old are you?
31.
31? That's the right age.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a problem with law enforcement?
No, I mean, I'm all about keeping America safe.
I'll tell you what, chicks do like cops. There's no way around it.
Oh, yeah, man in uniform.
Well, I just think, I don't think she's, like what you guys are saying, I don't think she's looking to be the virginized. I think you guys should bust her on that. She's just looking, like I said, the guy ahead of me actually is saying about her wanting to write a book. I think something's in the works here. This isn't just about, you know, looking to take care of herself before her 30th birthday.
What do you have to say about that, Sarah?
Wow.
I'm not surprised people are suspicious, by the way.
No, I
not at all.
They have to be. You know, it's so, I don't mean to be an idiot, and then for a college-educated girl, maybe I'm just dumb as post, but I didn't even think this was going to be a response. I don't know why. I guess because when you're 29 and you're a virgin, and this isn't like, I didn't wake up, like, this is like going on like toward the end of my 28th year, and it was becoming an issue with everything in my life. Like, I was starting to feel like I didn't get a lot of stuff. I mean, like, everyone's like, well, you don't know, Sarah, because you don't have sex. If I hear that...
You're right.
Well, when a girl offers herself up, whether it's via Jane Magazine or because she's a virgin at 20, whatever the reason, the penises just start lining up. That's all there is.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there will just be penises left and right and center and everywhere. Doug has a good question for you. Doug, go ahead.
Sure, Doug.
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Doug.
Good. Hey, Doug. How you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, you happen to have any problems with dating a black man?
No, not at all.
No? Have you dated a black man
before?
Well,
if there's anybody to take care of this virginity problem, it's this guy. It's going to start and stop with this dude.
You should eliminate all your problems then, huh?
No, I actually don't. I mean, if we get along, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I've dated, like, Asian men.
If you're going to jump in the water, you might as well jump in the water.
Big dick.
There's going to be a big difference between the Asian guy and this guy.
Yeah. Oh, no, really? You really think so? I mean, is that, like, actual?
Doug?
Well,
yeah. It's actual.
Are you so you're hung like a madman?
No, I'm not like a madman.
He's above average.
Yeah. Elizabeth, are you going to scare Sarah?
I'm terrified. I never
would scare her. I probably would scare you.
Yeah.
Like, anyone can even know that.
Okay, so you're open to black guys. In fact, would you prefer a black guy?
No. I mean, no.
That came flying out of her mouth.
Well, you guys are freaking me out now. Like an Asian, I mean, for sure.
John, are you there?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Okay.
Hey, John.
How you doing, Sarah?
Oh, John's a writer also.
Oh, really?
Screenwriter.
Huh?
A screenwriter.
I've been a Detroit truck driver for 14 years. I do that screenwriting on the side. I haven't got nothing made yet, but...
Oh, that's great.
So what if it goes past 30? What if you don't meet
Judges
nobody?
That sentence construction. I don't know how many movies he's going to get made.
Nobody.
I'll keep looking. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to self-destruct. But I just thought, like, I never, like you know, I say when you're 20s, you do a lot of dating. I didn't do that. So I'm kind of like, it's all 20 in like 3 months, you know, to sort of see what I can do. And my friends are like, you just haven't dated anybody.
Sarah, once again, why don't you tell people if they do want to, you know, look at your picture, maybe drop an email, what do they do?
Because you may not even like me. Go to janemag.com and... then, and you can see an application that you can click on my photo. It'll say 29-year-old virgin. You can click on it, fill out all the information, and submit an application. It's fun. And, you know, at the very least, you know, if we go out, we get to have a fun time. And
no ass is worth thinking that much about.
I know. It's true.
Let's see. Carol. Carol.
Hello.
What's up, Carol?
Oh, hey, Carol.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Would you consider a lesbian?
I'm going to say no. But,
no.
But thank you.
Really?
You're flattered, huh, Sarah?
No, I mean, you haven't even seen me, but I'm just saying.
Wait, Carol, have you seen her picture?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, but
sight unseen.
You don't care, though.
But you heard the description.
Yes, I heard the description.
Blonde, hazel eyes, 5'5", 106.
Yeah, what kind of women do you go for, Carol?
Personality.
Personality?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Okay. Well, she's not going to do the lesbian thing.
No,
that's not even going to really do the job.
No, that's not going to work out being that she wants to be.
Loser. I want you two to kiss each other.
Jamie? That's not going to work.
Jamie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm concerned with, I don't want any part of this girl, but I'm concerned with, you know, having had a few virgins in the past, how latchy they become onto you. You know, guys are going to come in and whoever she does decide to do finally, she's not going to be able, they're not going to be able to get rid of her.
Oh, because they'll be her first and she'll always remember her first?
Yeah, exactly. And then she'll keep calling them and keep calling them and pictures are going on. And then next thing you know, it becomes a stalking situation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Has anyone ever had to file a restraining order against you, Carol? Or, I mean, Sarah?
No, no. Mm-hmm. I'm not big into the stalking.
Now, Sarah, also, do you think because you've been so sheltered, do you think you could handle it if somebody did have sex with you and then dumped you? Just boom.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I'd probably get freaked out. I would. I mean, I'm not. I mean, you're right.
That's a word of caution.
If you shared something like that so intimate and all of a sudden, wham, he's gone. See ya.
I think this guy, I don't know your name, is John?
Jamie,
yeah. I really appreciate the call because I think that is definitely something, you know, I mean, I don't think I'd stalk you or whoever, but I think there would definitely be like some type of a, I mean, I'm not, obviously I've waited this long, I'm not looking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she wants something in return for
this. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that because I think that is,
See, I just don't know, you know, you've got, there's not much time left and given the fact that you dated a guy for a year and a half and never put out, and the fact that you want to get to know this guy and have a pretty strong relationship before you give this thing up, is there enough time to establish that relationship before November 7th.
But there could be, like, we could get out. It could maybe it ends up being, like, December. You know what I mean? Like, and that's fine. But
no. I thought that you had to have it by November 7th.
No, but listen.
Because it seems like you're going to have to fast track this thing.
Come on. Put out.
No.
You had a boyfriend for over a year.
No,
jeez.
It was different.
No,
yeah.
23 is plenty old to put out. Didn't you guys ever get bombed at the 8-month mark, 9-month mark?
We did, but just no. Believe me, he's probably the most sexually frustrated guy ever.
Oh, no. He's banged everything in sight since this thing was over.
Absolutely.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yes, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Pretty good. I was wondering, like, if we got to meet each other, hit it off and whatever, and, you know, maybe had a relationship down the road, would you, we start having sex, would you be interested in playing the back nine? Are you opposed to that? Or?
Well, she already said that's out.
He tuned in a little later,
We established all those rules up front, and that is an absolute no-no.
Yeah, Sarah is not up for the back nine.
That's got an exclamation point on it.
Yeah, no.
Well, that'd be all right. That'd be all right as long as she doesn't have a man's face.
What?
Does she have a man face?
No.
No, she doesn't have a man face.
No, we have
Michael,
some comedians now.
Are you? Would you say you rule her out because she's not into the back nine?
Probably. Unless...
Could you screen your callers and get some intelligent people out there to call?
Good God!
All right,
Sarah.
One more call, Paul. Paul has a good question. Paul, go ahead. You're on with
the
29-year-old virgin, Sarah.
How you doing?
Not too bad. I was just wondering. I got a question about kids. What do you think about a guy that's got kids?
How old are you?
I'm 34.
34? Oh, yeah. How old are your kids?
10.
Oh.
I only have one. She's a little girl.
What do you have?
Yeah.
He's probably got her every other weekend or something.
Yeah. What do you do, though? What's your job?
What do I do? I work at Chrysler's in Canada. I'm from Canada.
Oh, you're from Canada. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. No, I mean, I don't have a problem with, I mean, you're 34. I would think that, you know, you might be making people. So.
Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
That's true. Well, okay, I think we got some great candidates here. There's no question. Paul?
I don't know, Sarah.
There's a lot of people who didn't call, look, though, who will. They'll go on the site.
Yeah. Maybe just look for a cool Asian guy and.
I'm starting to get nervous.
Get this thing handled. And
I may have to. This is freaking me out now.
I think you were already nervous. 29, 23, and you were with this guy a year?
A year and a half, right?
Yeah, off and off, yeah.
See, there was your chance right there. Boy,
no,
this is tough now.
I'm going to be a virgin forever.
You're going to have to put this whole relationship on the fast track. Yeah. We need to get this done.
I don't think this is going to happen.
I don't either.
Well,
sir, I don't know. I'm concerned.
Are you sure you're really going to give this a good shot?
Yeah. I mean, I had my first date last night for this little experiment. And it was good. There was no chemistry, sexual chemistry. But
did you try to force it anyway?
No.
So he was a nice guy, but
didn't
not,
give an
not all that attractive.
No, he just wasn't. We just really,
he just wasn't attractive.
You know, he was good looking. I just don't think we had a connect. There wasn't any type of.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any
do
connections.
Yep.
I think she really wants a really tight, perfect connection. I don't know if it's there.
I don't know.
Yeah. What if it is, though? You guys are wrong.
You'll have to prove us long, wrong by getting laid.
There's a lot of guys out there, you know.
But, to me, it's a numbers game. Like, my numbers are really low, five, six, you know?
Yeah.
So you can increase the numbers. A lot of my friends, before they even get married, they dated, throughout entire college, all different guys.
Yeah.
And they'd gone to lots of events, and I just didn't, it was different. I just didn't have it. My sister's it's all college in 2 months. It's basically what it is, because it's you don't really know, and you haven't had an experience. And my sister, she's 23, and she's married, you know? And
I don't know what's wrong here.
I know she's attractive. She's 26. She got married when she was 23.
Mm. Well, Sarah, listen, we'll wish you luck.
Thanks
again,
so much, you guys.
Go to Jane Magazine. Go to janemag.com/virgin. Or, what's the site where your picture is?
Yeah, they're all there. You'll see it all.
Okay. Okay,
okay.
Great.
All right.
Good luck, and we want an update, by the way.
Perfect. I'll call you back.
Good luck.
Okay, Sarah.
Okay.
All right.
The clown.
She's a little too, she wants too much.
Man. Yeah,
she wants too many things to be just right.
Way too much.
She just loved to get down with sex all the time. She was any time of day, she was yeah, let's go. I'm so nasty. And I'd be nailing her. She'd be oh, you're nailing me. Cool. She loved the dirty talk. Totally into it. She'd be yeah. Let's screw. God, I'm so dirty. She'd be like, oh, me so horny. Me love you long time.
All right. I think she's got a problem with penises. I really do.
You have to.
Yeah. And she's going to get scanned a bunch of them, too.
She's going to get used to looking at it.
She is.
And then you'll smoother into it.
Yeah, somebody's going to send her a big one.
Oh. They can look intimidating at times.
Jane is freaking her out.
Yeah, it's going to freak her out. Yeah, Jane.
They're weeding out the pictures.
Some editor of Jane is just getting.
Oh, they're editing up. Oh, God, yes, of course. Gotta be.
Does she, for some reason, see one with a sweater or something? Is that perhaps why she's.
No.
Frightened.
Woo.
Hey, by the way, speaking of penises, happened to read the other day.